Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Grote. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Stan Musial. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Sadecki. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Ray Sadecki. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting second. The left fielder, Ted Savage. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting seventh. The catcher, Elmo Plaskett. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Francis. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Earl Francis. And now, play ball. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Francis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boyer moves to second. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-1 in the game. Flood hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Elmo Plaskett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plaskett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Francis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francis hits a ball on the ground into right field. Altman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Altman. Francis moves to third. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-1 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards the mound. Francis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin juggles the ball. That's an error on Clendenin. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Altman moves to second. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-1 in the game. Musial is walked intentionally. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Altman moves to third. Musial moves to second. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. Javier hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Javier reaches second base with a double. Altman scores. Musial scores. There goes McCarver trying to get to home. Savage throws the ball into Schofield, who relays the ball to Plaskett, who tags McCarver, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Cardinals. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Savage strikes out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0 for 1 in the game. Clendenon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Clendenon moves to second. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a line drive into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki is 0 for 1 in the game. Sadecki hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 2 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sadecki fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmo Plaskett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plaskett is 0 for 1 in the game. Plaskett strikes out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Verdon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Altman moves to second. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Musial is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. McCarver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Altman scores. Boyer moves to third. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Tommy Sisk now pitching. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Skinner pinch hits for Tommy Sisk. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-2 in the game. Schofield is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Savage hits a ball on the ground into center field. Flood picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Flood. Savage moves to second. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-2 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Savage scores. It's 3-1, Cardinals. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clendenon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood. Clendenon reaches second base with a double. Clemente goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2 Cardinals. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clendenon scores. It's Cardinals, 3, Pirates, 3. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Pirates 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Al McBean now pitching. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki is 0-for-2 in the game. Sadecki hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-3 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McBean fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-3 in the game. Groat hits a line drive towards the mound. McBean catches it and throws to first to double up Flood. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Elmo Plaskett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plaskett is 0-for-2 in the game. Plaskett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-2 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al McBean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBean strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Pirates 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-3 in the game. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Boyer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8. With the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-3 in the game. Schofield hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Savage hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Pirates. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sadecki fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Clendenon takes first base on ball 4. Clemente moves to second. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clemente moves to third. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-3 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Musial hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got one RBI. McCarver hits a pop-up towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Sawatzki pinch hits for Julian Javier. Carl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki hits a pop-up towards short. Schofield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 4, and St. Louis Cardinals, 3. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.